Hello and welcome again to another episode of A Little Off Topic. We're in the production booth that we have always been in with Ryan and Matt dancing to Sandstorm.
I just punched myself in the head while dancing. It was pretty funny. Not a good dancer.
It's been a while since we've all been here. I think about 5 or 6 weeks.
Not long enough.
Yeah, God, every time I see Matt, it just reminds me that I don't want to be here.
Then I see Kyle and I don't cry because I'm not that ugly yet.
Valid arguments all around.
Thing is, he drives here to see us.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Well, how sad is that?
Yeah. Well,
could just call.
Yeah, just be call better. In. Seriously, Ryan and I wouldn't have to deal with your attitude. But thanks for joining us again. This is a little off topic. I'm Kyle in the booth with Matt and Ryan here, as always. And you're going to be surprised to hear this, but we have a lot of material today. And by a lot of material, I mean slightly less than usual.
So and nothing. We did an interview to fill the gap.
We did. We have an interview coming up with the, I linked it a couple times on the A Little Off Topic Facebook page. Let's get into this right now, though. I put a plea out there on our Facebook page for our listeners who clearly follow us avidly to simply do one thing, to share our Facebook page. At this point, we haven't gained. It was actually disheartening because I put it on my personal page. And I also put it on ours, and we gained one listener. We gained a follower. I was like, yes! And then that follower quit like
no,
3 days later.
We did gain a follower because I also put it on my personal page. Uh-huh. When it went to 252, that was my younger brother.
Oh, my God.
He still is a fan, but somebody else said, I've had enough. I'm out.
Must be our crazy overpost once every 3 weeks that just really drove him nuts.
Sometime tonight, I will probably try to advertise to my friends.
Yeah,
and
please
watch
do.
Then all leave.
Yes.
I'm
Where's
done.
You going to lose followers when Ryan publishes it?
I'm done force feeding this turd sandwich.
Yeah, no kidding. It's just really disheartening that you post it to the page. Say, hey, just click share. Swear to God, one damn button is all they have to push. One, share. And people are like, nah, I got better things to do with this 8 seconds of my life.
It could be because we post so often that we're so annoying.
We really do badger people.
It could be because our recording schedule is so tight, there's too much content coming out.
Can't keep up with this machine.
It's a constant flow of information and funny coming out of this booth. Seriously, almost daily. And by daily, we mean once a month.
And it's a flow of something, but it's not funny or good.
We tried weekly. That failed. We tried biweekly.
Scheduling has been really funny for all of us. I was out of town for a weekend, and then I didn't want to talk to you guys one weekend.
Really?
No, it wasn't.
That
doesn't happen. But as always, please do find us on the Facebook page, though. Why even plug it?
Yeah. Funny would have been a good time 2 weeks ago when I'm sitting at home lonely and sad.
Oh, and now let's talk about why you can't do it now or why it's such a chore right now.
The only reason.
I needed it then.
The only reason 2 weeks ago lonely and sad is different was that was 2 weeks ago.
Now today's lonely and sad.
It's just lonely and sad.
Jeez. Sure your wife wants it to be daily so you can leave her the hell alone for a minute.
Yeah.
But hey, thanks for listening.
Welcome back.
So go ahead and send us your emails. Asktheinterns@gmail.com.
Those are pouring in too.
Just by the dozens. By the dozens. We're going to have something that Ryan wants to talk about later. He started to tell me when Ryan was out of the booth for a minute.
Matt was out of the booth.
Ryan was telling Ryan.
Oh, my God.
I was talking to myself. It's just a cluster of terrible speaking today.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ryan.
Great.
Hey,
yeah,
Ryan.
You'll hear a nice little slip up from Ryan in the interview, like I said, that we did a little bit earlier from a girl who was writing about her online dating saga that is quite the story. And she's a really funny writer and right up our alley, I guess you can say, with humor-wise. So
she wants her Mr. Dreamboat.
Don't say that. She's funny.
Yeah, she's not less than mediocre. Why would I insult her like that? Right?
Had I had water in my mouth, it would have been all over Kyle.
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't be the first
time. Do it now.
Please don't do it. Please don't.
Let it fly.
But a couple things. One thing I did want to address, too, and you guys are out of the loop on this, to longtime listener Annette, who is a listener of our stupid little show here and of Freeburn Howlings. I know you're
listening. Stop plugging them.
I know you're listening right now, Annette. And I tried to stop you in the lobby of the Griffins game, tapped her on the shoulder to say hi. She walked 5 feet, turned around, looked at me like I was the weirdest son of a bitch who has ever seen her in her life.
Probably she didn't blow her rape whistle. Get away from me, monster!
She's reaching for her horn, so I ran.
You sure it was her?
Positive. Yeah, because saw her a couple of minutes later, and she I think she felt the need to apologize because she had no idea who I was. So, such a heartbreaker.
Were you already in the arena?
Yes.
Oh, because if you were outside, she would have just thought you were a homeless man asking for change.
That would have, I'm sure she didn't jog away. She should have just jogged away. Speaking of homeless men that I've run into, I want to talk a little bit about my Friday night. I'm not going to get too in-depth about it. I will say I was out with producer Steve, Joe, and their friends and company and whatever. Went to the hockey game that I was just talking about, and what happened after we left there is a saga that I'm embarrassed about, but I'm also very proud about because I stood my ground.
Oh, okay? Nice.
Yeah, so I'm pretty impressed with
myself. Girl Scout tried ripping you off.
Yeah! Take that, cookie bitch!
Yep.
Did you punch her in the face?
Cookie bitch.
No punching in the face. What happened? We left the Griffins game, and at this point, Steve and I were going to attend a local tavern to finish off the night with a nightcap. And we were trying to decide where to go. And we decide we're going to go to a bar that's too out of walking distance. So we walk. I was going to ride with Steve in his Jeep. So the first thing that happens this night is Steve and I both have to use the restroom. Mind you, he parked in the radio station parking lot where we both have access cards to get into this building and go to the restroom. Steve says, no, thank you, society and civilization. We open his Jeep doors and we decide we're going to use the restroom of the parking lot. Okay.
Did you guys cross the streams?
We were opposite doors, but yes, I tried.
You sure,
through
the Jeep.
Hey, Steve, catch.
I'm sure Steve really appreciates this if he has to listen to this later.
What's he going to care?
He returned fire, I'm sure.
He did it. As we're preparing to leave, we see standing on a smoke break two employees of the radio station that we both know.
Nice.
So Steve goes, hey, this isn't weird.
Just pissing on the ground.
Yeah.
Don't mind me.
In downtown, mind you. So apparently, we were done and we decided, okay, what better time to go talk to coworkers than right now? So we go over to talk to them and I'm facing the building. Steve is facing away from the building and Steve goes, uh-oh, incoming. And I don't work here very often, so I don't know what he's talking about. I turn around and it's a homeless man and he's walking up to the four of us. So, and now I have to give it to Steve here because the way he handled this was the most brilliant situation I've ever seen.
Did the homeless man yell at you for peeing on the ground because even he thought that was disgusting?
He probably should have.
Come on, you animals.
He probably should have.
I sleep here and you guys are pissing all over the place.
That's my turf.
he peed on it to cover it up to make sure it was his like a dog.
So he walks up to us and before, I don't know what he said of anything because this is what happened. Steve looks at the group, screams, and flails his arm and runs to his Jeep.
Oh, nice.
He's my ride. What do? I scream, flail my arms, and run to his Jeep.
That sounds like something my friend would have
said. Yeah, so we do that, and we get a text a couple of minutes later saying, yeah, you really freaked that homeless man out. So I'm pretty proud that Steve and I could scare a homeless man, you know, who obviously their job is to scare people.
Surprised you guys didn't.
They do.
Surprised you guys didn't throw him back into a Nam flashback and killed everyone.
Just hits the deck and just starts going crazy. So anyway, so we go to this this bar. And now the first thing I want to talk about is I get to this bar and Steve, I'll have a Miller Lite. And I say, I'll have the same. And I was going to just get the first round. She goes, $2.75 apiece. I said, okay. I gave her a $10 bill. That was the last I saw of our waitress. She patted herself on the back with a solid $4.50 tip for her valiant service.
100%. Okay.
So now what happens at this bar can only be described as vintage me and vintage intoxicated me. Steve's gone for upwards of 10 minutes. So I actually texted him. I was like, where the hell did you go? And then I look in the back
outside
of the building.
Taking a dump on the ground.
He said peeing isn't enough.
He's in the back of the bar. So I go over there, I'm like, okay. And he's got clearly somebody he knows, a female and her other friend.
Didn't want to bring you by her.
I don't
understandable. Blame. Good I move, Steve.
Balding, 24, 25. Right. Pretty terrible.
Condescending.
Condescending.
Attitude.
Sarcastic. Really unpleasant to be around and mediocre looking at best.
Ooh, that's That's shooting high, buddy.
I'm being pretty beneficial to myself today. Yeah, at best, right? I'm being nice to myself today. So anyway, I go over there, and you know, he's kind of. Now here's what I do at a bar. I judge people just to make not to their face, right? I'm stunned. Listen, if you're listening to this, I need to apologize because that's what we do. I judge people.
Not just at a bar, at everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere
I'll get
I go.
Into a story where I was doing it probably at the worst possible place.
Yeah.
But.
So I see a guy from a distance wearing a stocking cap and a shiny Affliction t-shirt way too tight for his own good.
I'm sure he's a nice man.
Right? Not a fan. I think we can all agree right now. We're not going to be friends.
Yeah, tool.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the roid rage, I'd punch him in the face.
So I look at Steve and I go, hey, I wonder if it was cold where he just had to work out for his mixed martial arts fight that's sure to be upcoming.
Good one.
And, okay, now to preface this, I just met this female moments earlier, talked with her, I mean, on a basis of nothing more than, hi, how are you, whatever. I don't know. I don't even remember her name. And... She apparently heard this and didn't appreciate it. And she started.
I think he's cute. Leave him alone.
Probably, and that's what it is. And I don't know.
He's my husband.
I don't remember. Oh, man. Oh, dude, I'd have bolted.
He's the one that batters me. Leave him alone.
Nearest fight. It's okay, though. He still loves me.
He always apologizes.
Listen, domestic abuse is not funny, guys.
I say it's hilarious, but that's my own take.
So, anyway, she starts bringing it up to me. And at this point, all right, I'm going to try to be non-confrontational. So I say, okay, I just make fun of people to make myself feel better
so
about
myself.
So
she actually approached you about
this? No, she was sitting at the same table as us.
Oh, okay, okay.
And she says that to me, and I say, oh, you know, I judge people to make myself feel better. More true than I let on. It's true. And she gets this look on her face and goes, well, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, that's why you do it.
That's when you say, now it's time to make me feel better about me by judging you.
Boom!
Shut it, lady.
This is what happened. Next thing I know, her other female friend, who was sitting at the table, I'd met her as well, comes over and hears about what I was saying and comes over and says, oh, well, why don't I judge you? And I said, listen, you're more than welcome to it. Please, go ahead. It's a good day for me. I'm wearing blue jeans and nothing but like a plaid shirt, button down.
So sexy is on in the world of Kyle.
Dude, got my game face on today, okay?
So like
I'm looking as average as I possibly can, which is good. I'm wearing nothing out of the ordinary to be made fun of. So she looked, yeah, nice, quote, nice blue-white patterned shirt. I say, all right, I'll give you a chance to recuperate.
Want to try again there, slugger?
No, I don't need to. And she keeps going on. I said, whoa, 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 just stop. And I forget what the offhanded remark I made, but this is where the table turned against me.
So ugly and bitchy is going around, something like that?
It's a disease that night.
Yeah.
Ugly bitchy one.
Travels in packs.
This is the one, the ugly bitchy two is the one who has just decided she's going to try to judge me. Now, Steve tries to defuse the situation.
These are friends of Steve's.
Yeah, acquaintances, I guess.
That's fun.
Way to burn down that bridge.
Yeah, I don't care. I really don't.
one more reason Steve doesn't need to go out with you.
Yeah, valid argument. He still does. Don't know why.
Well,
can't explain it.
It's that theory of hot chicks always have ugly friends.
Yes.
Decent-looking guys have ugly friends.
Gotta have that mediocre-looking friend.
Welcome to being an ugly friend,
yep.
Mr. Kyle.
You know what? I'll be that tag-along.
Right.
I'll
That's
do that.
Always.
Yeah. So she comes over and decides, hi, I honestly forget her name, and tries to shake my hand. I'm pissed. Say, I'm not shaking your hand. I've already met you.
Ooh.
And I'm looking through her, like at the wall. Like I'm not moving. Ice in these eyes.
So it's like this?
Yeah.
I'm not going to shake your hand.
Exactly. I've already met you. I'm not shaking your hand. I say that. Come on. Clean slate. And I said, I don't want a clean slate with you. I don't know you. I don't need to know you. I don't want to know you. Steve, to his credit, tries to defuse the situation. So finally I say, fine. I shake her hand. I say, hi, I'm Kyle. I'm an asshole, and I still very much don't like you.
Nice.
And she said, hi, I'm, again, I forget her name, so-and-so, and I'm a bitch. I say, I know. And I had like maybe a quarter of a beer. I chugged it, slammed it down, and I walked right out the front door. It was my walk-off shot.
Yeah.
I wish I had that on tape.
Yeah, oh, God. Oh, me too.
I wish you would have hit her with the beer bottle.
That would have been...
Take this. You're going to get more of this from your husband.
Only my husband does that, dick. Listen here.
If you're going to do it right, you got to shatter it into a sharp end.
stab me in the eyes.
And said, threaten to stab me.
It's always a good joke when you laugh halfway through.
I can't help it. It's domestic abuse. I can't find it that funny.
Oh, just
yeah,
try.
Yeah, he's laughing the hardest.
Oh, God, it's terrible. I feel like a bad person.
Yeah, you are.
So that's the end of my interactions with Steve and Ugly Bitch 1 and 2 that night. And so I promptly walked, because Steve was my ride, 3 miles downtown Grand Rapids.
That's what you
to
do.
Get back to my car.
You don't call somebody. You walk
I'm downtown.
Away.
Who else is going to be there?
A taxi cab. For one.
On. Look at me, I'm poor.
Anybody for two. Anybody. You don't walk 3 miles to sulk in your anger.
No, wasn't great either.
By the time you got back to your car, you were much more pissed, but with yourself,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I was still brooding a
little
bit. Because
you walked 3 miles.
Yeah, I was still brooding a little bit. So that was my Friday night. It's a good way to get really stone cold sober, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're walking. You start the walk off drunk and pissed, yeah. So everything sounds good at that point. You mm-hmm. get about a mile and a half in. Now you're just sober and cold. And upset with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
bad move. I've been there.
Yeah, it didn't work. I was still brooding, and as you can hear from the way I told the story, I'm still not a fan of those females.
I did it when my wife and I were dating, and she went to Michigan State. Her apartment only had a few parking spots, mm-hmm. so normally I would park at Myers about 2 miles away, and she would pick me up and drive me back.
Yeah,
I couldn't get a hold of her.
Oh no!
So I was way pissed. Left my car at Meyer about a half mile in, starts pouring rain in late October.
No.
So I walked about a mile and a half in 40 degrees and raining, pissed.
Oh,
bad
boy.
Move. I don't recommend it.
Worked out for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Oh, that means you could very well be marrying one of these women. And then
really
you'll be even bigger friends with Steve.
I would have to let go of myself.
And then you could be the one beating her instead of the affliction dick. I say go for it.
For the record. I am not into domestic abuse and do not hit women.
Stop denying it. It's fine.
It's fine.
If people really think that we beat women, then they're stupid.
Good point. You're listening to this show. Stop being a whiny baby. I think we had a schedule. I'm going to call an audible quick just so I can be sure that we get it in.
No problem.
We did an interview just before we recorded with the writer of a blog that I found via the Free Beer and Hot Wings Facebook page and decided I would creepily message this female. To her credit, she...
Nothing wrong with that.
She... Not the first time. to her credit, she responded. We opened up a line of communication. So we talked to her. It is really, it's quite the saga, and her humor is right on point. If you're listening to this show, you'll enjoy what she's writing, because I don't know how many times I plugged it or even mentioned it during the interview. Check it out. It's tuckerdiaries.blogspot.com. It's also linked on our Facebook page. As we found out, none of you are fans of us on our Facebook page.
Well, her link to her blog is almost as convenient as ours to the Pod-O-Matic. I like her style.
I'm sorry. We should call her and make her apologize for not paying for web domain space for her blog.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree.
So here's how this went. We talked to Kaylee, again, the writer of tuckerdiaries.blogspot.com.
Hello.
Hi, Kaylee.
How are you?
Hi, I'm Kyle. We're a little off topic. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, Kaylee, I feel I should set the stage for how I found your little saga that you're writing about right now. I was trolling, like I do, on the Free Beer and Hot Wings Facebook page, and you linked a blog there, obviously to get attention.
Well, obviously.
Must be needy.
Uh-huh.
To about a recent saga that you have just endured, you're enduring now. I want to let you set the stage for what spurred you to write about this? Why did you feel the need to let family, friends, the internet know about this saga?
Well, you know, at first when the story was all happening, I was pretty hush-hush about the whole thing. I really didn't want to tell everyone, is particularly friends and family, that I was going through this ridiculous turn of events.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to admit to the world, you know, that I was on an online dating site, first of all, and then that I happened to stumble upon the single craziest person on the internet.
Yeah.
So I did kind of keep it hush-hush. I told a few of my closest friends that had kind of been there with me as it was unfolding, so they kind of knew what was going on. But other than that, I really didn't want to tell anybody, but... it kind of got to the point where one friend would think the story was just so ridiculous and outlandish that they would tell someone else, and then that person told someone. So I was just getting people all day, every day, family, friends, complete strangers asking me, what's going on in the story? Will you tell us?
Oh, for God's sake. Well, that's going to be a little bit uncomfortable.
So, you know, a little bit. I'm kind of the queen of oversharing and telling all of my personal information to people that really don't need to know or care.
Yeah, seems
so
right. Seems
at
right.
At that point, I was just kind of like, you know what? This story is just insane. I might as well start telling people. And I thought it was just easier to start writing it out where somebody could just check in and see what's happening next as opposed to me sitting there rehashing this two-hour-long story to every single person that I asked.
Yeah. Now, for anybody who hasn't read, I know we linked your blog to our Facebook page, and cool. You can still find it there. For anybody who's not familiar with the story, on a basic level, explain, I guess, what happens. I mean, obviously, don't reveal the ending. Just on a basic level, you're on an internet dating website. What happens? You find out some different things about this dream guy that you're talking about.
Yeah, I stumbled upon this profile and just marveled at the incredible way that this person was everything that I'd ever dreamed of. Like, from the way that he looked to his lifestyle to his personality, the way that he talked about his family and his friends, just seems like the absolute perfect guy. So we start, you know, striking up this internet relationship, basically emailing back and forth, graduated to texting back and forth, and we were Facebook friends, did the Facebook chat thing. And over the course of the first week or two, just kind of got a feeling that he wasn't exactly who he was presenting himself to be. We never talked on the phone. There was always an excuse for not talking on the phone.
How does the lack of vocal conversation, at what point does that finally hit you where you say, you know what, something may be wrong here, that he doesn't want to talk to me or is consistently making excuses to not speak to me?
At first, when it happened, he told me he had moved to Michigan for a job. He was from Georgia and had told me about his 90-hour work weeks, you know, how he was kind of bottom of the food chain, trying to prove himself to his new boss, all that stuff. So he was working all the time. So when at the very beginning of this, I didn't really think a whole lot of it. I was like, you know, okay, he's busy. Same thing with Wyatt. He always had excuses as to why we couldn't meet because he was always working and okay. So I didn't really think a lot of it. But it got to the point where I was like, all right, dude, I don't need a pen pal, okay? You know, if I wanted to just chat online all day, I've got 1,000 Facebook friends I can do that with. I don't need to do that with you. So when it got to the point that I was trying to be patient, trying to understand that he was working all the time, so we couldn't necessarily meet up, I was frustrated that he couldn't even call. And, like, you know, there's a difference between just texting someone all day and actually being able to talk to them on the phone. So I think that was my biggest clue, was the lack of phone conversation, that he just wouldn't ever talk to me, that there had to be something going on.
Hey, Kaylee, this is Matt. Kyle didn't feel it was necessary to let us know who else was here, or let you know who else was here. So this is Matt, and Ryan is also here.
Yeah, I'm here.
And we would also like to engage in this conversation, if that's okay with you and Kyle.
Absolutely. Kyle's an attention whore. You got to forgive him.
Yeah, we don't forgive him, but he is an attention whore. You're correct
that's
about that.
That's why we're friends. We're the same person.
So obviously this guy's lying about some stuff. What big lies did you tell in this whole dating profile and everything? Because everyone withholds some truth is what my guess would be. I've never done the online dating thing, but you probably had a bunch of big lies yourself, right?
Actually, I mean, I don't know how much of the blog you've read. I do link to my own online dating profile in the very first post, I believe. And all of my friends who have since gone on the blog and looked at the post and read it have all been like, dude, this is you. This is it's so ridiculous. My profile is just annoying and obnoxious, and you can almost hear, like, feel yourself wanting to cover your ears and be like, Haley, shut up. We don't want to hear you anymore. Stop talking.
Oh,
so,
well.
I don't think I fabricated anything on my Facebook profile, or on the online dating profile, but
do you think your extraneous lists and demands turned away any suitors? I swear to God, I read that thing when you linked it, and I was like, good Lord, I hope she enjoys her 60s being alone and single with cats.
I have gotten, it's so funny, because it's it's like one extreme or the other. I will get messages from guys who are like, that is the best profile I've ever read. It's funny. I love it. I love all the detail. Blah, blah, blah. So excited. And then I'll get the guys who are like, you are such a stuck-up bitch. I can't believe you wrote this much about yourself. No one cares. Mm-hmm. Just flying off the handle, which cracks me up, to be honest. Like, really, you spent 25 minutes crafting this forever-long response to my profile telling me how much you hate me?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. It's really entertaining either way. There's really no middle of the road, though. I never find that I get somebody who's like, yeah, your profile is cool. It's all right. They either love it or they absolutely hate it and they want to just remove me from the internet entirely.
Hey, Kaylee, this is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
I have a question.
Absolutely.
So because of this whole ordeal, obviously it hasn't necessarily hindered your online dating, but is this going to kind of jade your view of men that are coming to ask you to, hey, I'd like to mate you or meet you?
Or mate you.
I'd like to mate you.
God.
I do get that occasionally. I really like your profile. Do you want to mate?
Exactly. That's exactly what I've been doing.
I think if this would have been my first ever experience online dating, if I just joined the site, this was the first person I ever talked to, I would definitely be running for the hills because no way, no how would I want to ever be part of this whole thing again, because it's just so crazy.
And as a side note, just for all the listeners, I want everybody to know that is how I introduced myself to Kaylee, is I sent her a message on Facebook saying, nice to meet you, will you mate?
Yeah.
It's true.
And,
it's
true. It's and we've been talking since, so it's kind of creepy, but she responded, so it's her fault.
Very Freudian of you there, Ryan. Well done.
I can't help it. I'm just drawn to it. I think that, like I said, I've been around the online dating thing for a while. I think all of you need to make profiles, first of all, because it's the most entertaining thing you'll ever do.
We're good.
My wife would be quite upset, but
I think both of the other members, I think Ryan and Matt's wives would be opposed to the idea.
I'm not cheating. It's just hilarious, honey. That's all.
We talked to this girl. She thought it'd be funny. Yeah. So we're doing it. No, I'm not talking to her. I'm just meeting people.
It's just research for work.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's a show.
Now, not giving away too much about the story, but you find out about this man you think you're talking to. There is a military man with the same name.
Can't trust those a-holes.
You really can't trust military people. Sketchy a-holes is what they are.
Oh, rude.
Now, outside of curiosity, though, once you figure out that this guy is obviously not who he says he is, outside of curiosity, what brings you back? Why do you keep talking to him?
I can't tell you how many times I keep getting this question. Mm-hmm. All my friends and close family that I had talked to about the situation that knew what was going on were all telling me, just go away. Just stop talking to this guy. He could be crazy. You don't know. Maybe he's going to be, trying to hunt you down.
But he's a dreamboat.
I can't leave it alone. I never felt actually threatened by this person.
Well, he won't even speak to you. So
obviously, if he was trying to pull me into a dark alley and do inexplicable things to me, he would be trying to get me to come over and not avoiding my phone call. So I think that's the first thing.
Or lurking outside the window.
Like Kyle.
They usually don't call before they do that.
Hey, Kaylee, I'll be outside your window later.
Make sure your curtains are open. Yeah. I just, at that point, I was so intrigued by it. And I don't know, maybe I watched a little too much CSI for my own health, but I wanted to know. I could not just walk away. I had to know the ending of this story, mostly because it was happening to me. So I had invested so much of my time in talking to this person. I just, at that point, I could not just be like, okay, just kidding, goodbye.
You don't have to give away the ending, but my own hunch is it's going to be a woman of some kind that is just into you.
Yeah, don't give away the ending.
So you don't have to give it away. But my feeling is it's a mid-40s divorcee who... She decided that she was going to play the other team and didn't know how to go about it, so she fabricated who would be her
dream profile,
to attract a like-minded woman. And I think you ended up being the first one. So
I'm lucky.
Lucky you.
I'm lucky to have been the first.
Now we're talking to Kaylee. You can find her blog. We have it linked on our Facebook at A Little Off Topic, or it's tuckerdiaries.blogspot.com. Should be pretty easy to find. Now, Kaylee, you're timing this. You're going to reveal the ending when? This week, I presume?
Yeah, early this week. I actually promised everyone that comes over and listens to the podcast today that I would give a semi-revelation, so here we go.
Oh, boy. Well, first of all, you talked him into listening to the podcast, which is that's just bad news for your friends.
I know. I apologize in advance.
Bummer for
them. We had to do a barter thing. You know, they had to listen to you guys, and I will give them a clue. That's how we work.
Oh, so they have to suffer, and then they get a small reward. It's like a dog.
Yeah. How much did that cost you?
So now, Kaylee, what is this small reveal that you want to tease everybody to?
Well, I'm just going to tell you that one of my biggest questions through this whole thing is, even if I figure out the identity of the person behind this, where did the Facebook thing fit in? That's what kept tripping me up, was that we had this Facebook that was, I scrolled all the way back to like 2007.
Yeah, because that's what normal people do.
Exactly.
Follow history all the way back to 2007.
I'm openly entirely creepy. I don't try and hide my creepiness at all.
Fair.
So that was my stumbling point. Where does this Facebook fit in? Who is this guy in all these pictures? If it's not who he says he is, where did all these pictures come from? So once I found out the identity of who Tucker actually was, I asked this person that same question: who is the guy in all these photos? And he does exist. His name is Blake. He's a guy from Georgia. Everything about him in the online dating profile is true.
Oh, wow. So your dream man is alive in Georgia.
No, he's not alive.
He's alive.
He was murdered in 2004, and his identity's been taken.
And she stole his Facebook page.
Yep, that's what happened.
Anyway, so he's real. He does exist. And
have you contacted your dream man?
I did. I hunted him down on Facebook. The real person wouldn't tell me his name, but I was able to figure it out.
So when are you moving?
You'll have to tune in probably about Tuesday to the blog to find out why I still be in Michigan.
So the end of the week, you'll be gone.
Yep.
I have one question, and this is one that really, you know the end of this saga. So we're following your blog in a past tense. Now,
sort of.
You posted some pictures of whoever this man claimed he was supposed to be, Tucker. And the captions I thought were very telling, because I was looking at these pictures, and then the caption would be like, oh, his smile, oh, it's so adorable. I mean, you do realize this is a fake person. I mean, that it wasn't who you were talking to, and it seems like you are in love with this figment of your imagination. Is that fair?
Well, yeah. Totally. I fell head over heels for this person that, granted, was a fabricated person.
Yeah.
I mean, physically, obviously, this person existed somewhere. This guy, you know,
Captain Sexy is out there somewhere.
Yes, exactly. He may or may not be crazy. May or may not be a 40-year-old woman secretly. We don't know, but
we don't.
He was there. So in some way, shape, or form, he did exist. It wasn't.
Yeah, which I guess
entirely
leads me.
Entirely fabricated.
Yeah, but it leads me to my question of, you know how this turns out, and you've said that you're not impressed with how it happened, with everything that happened. Obviously, it hurts. So how can you still write these crazy positive captions about, oh my God, he's so dreamy, I think I love him, after you know what's happened?
I think because when I'm writing it, I'm trying to put myself back to where I was then.
Yeah.
When I'm writing these posts, you know, like especially the ones about Tucker, the picture post about Tucker, I had a lot of friends who were really frustrated that the Facebook page had been deleted and they couldn't go back and stalk his Facebook page sufficiently enough.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I went back and tried to pull a bunch of pictures that I already had anyway, saved on my computer because I'm crazy. Mm-hmm.
Terrible fake name to come up with, by the way. If you're going to steal a life something up,
wouldn't
Tucker.
Wouldn't you want to do a John Doe kind of thing instead of picking... You know, he told me this William Tucker Evans. Like, that is the most non-common name. It just blew my mind that all I had to do was type in the full name to Google, and bam, there was all this stuff about the military guy, you know?
So have you...
You're trying to be stealthy. It's not working out.
So we obviously don't know. You may be married to this guy, and you just haven't let it out in the blog yet. But
I was in Vegas.
It's
going to
be uncomfortable.
If you are single, have you thought about continuing the online dating thing or maybe meeting people normally like everyone else?
Drunk at a bar? Absolutely. That's where I was last night. You know, I haven't deleted the online dating profile yet. I don't hate it. I've actually, I think I talked about this at one point in the blog, but I've met some really, really cool people that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how a couple of my best friends have started as first dates via an online dating website and didn't end up working out, but...
And were they all completely different than their profile as well? Or there had to be a few things that were different. There has to be.
Yeah, there's always, not necessarily different, but things that are not outright lies, but things that are different than what you expect, I guess. But it's hard because when you look at a profile of somebody online, you know, you create in your mind how this person is going to be. You, based on six paragraphs, decide how they're going to act, how they're going to talk, how they're going to, you know, be with you. And so you're bound to
In my head, if I did online dating, every girl that I would talk to would look like Megan Fox, and Rosie O'Donnell would show up to meet me. I'm convinced that's how online dating goes.
How many fat 40-year-old men have you gone on first dates with?
I was just going to say, you know, I've been on a lot of first dates this way, but I don't think I've ever, aside from height, is always the one thing that guys lie about every single time. Oh. They want to tell you that they're 6'1". They're not. They're 5'9". They're lying.
2 inches.
What? That's more than 2 inches.
That's the one thing that I always come across is I just remember to wear flats to the bar wherever we're meeting.
I think what it says is about you is that you're the one picking people from a distance going, oh, my God, he's 4 or 5 inches different than what he told me online. I can never see him again.
Absolutely
well,
not.
Well, if you're going to lie about your height, what else are you lying about? That's an easy lie to crack. So,
good point.
What about like a 24, 25-year-old guy that may be balding? Would that be a turnoff?
Maybe.
I'd run away from that. God only knows what they're going to look like when they're 40.
Run like hell. Now, talking to Kaylee, owner of the world's neediest online dating profile, you could be able to find her in Georgia by week's end, stalking out Captain Dreamboat's window.
Or in a culvert somewhere.
Now, Kaylee, before we let you go here, can we rest assured that this saga is closed? Your relationship, discussions with whoever, whatever this is it over?
No.
Oh my God!
It was.
You know what? I'm done blaming him, and I'm actually moving to the side of blaming you. I mean, really, it's coming off as a bit ridiculous.
Someone doesn't learn their lesson.
Yeah,
it's
really
ridiculous. It is out of control ridiculous. One week ago today, it was done. It was completely over.
Yeah.
And I got a Facebook message a week ago that just ripped the Band-Aid right back off.
You were that,
all over again.
You were that kid when you were growing up that would put your hand on a hot burner one day and then do it again the next, huh?
You do know you could just
you never know.
You could just delete the Facebook message and say, you know what, I'm going to move on from this saga, but I appreciate your way of letting it ruin your life right now.
Anything for the entertainment of the public.
It's also a very mature way to handle it.
So I do think.
Okay, well, Kaylee, we can't thank you enough for the time. Again, find her at tuckerdiaries.blogspot.com, and the big reveal of whoever this mystery person thing that she is going to run off with here by week's end will be revealed this week. Thank you, Kaylee.
Absolutely. See you guys.
Thanks.
So that's how that turned out. You can follow that blog again, tuckerdiaries.blogspot.com, and you will be able to, the big reveal of whatever this animal or mongrel is.
Stay tuned and find out if she's married or dead. It's either one.
Money's unburied.
Mr. Dreamboat's on his way.
Buried, but in a shallow grave.
Takes too much time.
Serial killers don't dig a traditional 6-footer.
Places to be.
Right.
Places to be. And what are they, a morgue or a cemetery? Come on.
Yeah.
They're not helping everybody out.
Very hasty.
So be sure to follow that. Again, very similar to our style of humor and writing. Right now, though, what happened this week, or last week, I apologize, a video game came out. Now, Ryan warned me personally to this about how we probably shouldn't record 1 week ago because he will be in a drunken, stupid stupor.
His nerdery.
Over this, whatever this video game is, Elder Scrolls 5?
Yes.
Skyrim? Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called? Great.
Yeah. We could have recorded. I just would have known nothing of what was going on.
When does the Tongue Punch edition come out for that?
I think sometime next year.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking forward to the tongue punch.
Limited edition cardboard cutout with properly sized holes in the cardboard. Is that right next year?
The glory hole add-on.
The glory. It's $10 extra. I'm thinking about making the purchase, though. It might be worth it.
Dude, I just downloaded the tongue punch app for Skyrim. It's so good.
But anyway, so I was alerted just via a conversation on Facebook that Ryan called in to Freeburn Hot Wings regarding his obsession for this stupid, I'm sorry, for this video game.
Had to go well.
Make fun of it. I don't care.
And I haven't heard it.
Going to without your permission
what
anyway.
So what we wanted to do was play it for my virgin ears in this. I haven't heard the ass kicking that Ryan received in this regard. So this is how Ryan's
ass kicking.
It's labeled.
Oh, it went well.
I appreciate the way the audio was sent to us that Ryan saved it. Sky Rim Job correspondent. And I believe this picks up with Free Beer introducing Ryan. Here we go.
Longtime Rim Job correspondent, Rape Stash Wet Hands.
Oh, sweet.
Us.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, Stash, how are you?
Now, the game is called Skyrim.
Skyrim,
to your disappointment.
You sound like a damn pussy to me.
Stash, you had waited for this game to come out. I saw the countdown on Facebook.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us, by the way. And you did so on your own free...
Let us talk. Ryan, so far, has said as much in this phone call as he said in 3 weeks in the last three editions of our podcast.
Pretty much. I mean, I just let them make fun of me.
Are you pretty
you can't
timid?
Stop it.
You're timid. I mean, it's the first time you talked to them on air in a while.
Well, I'm not nervous per se. I just know it's going to happen, so I know to just let them make fun of me.
With that knowledge, what was your motivation to call?
Do you think you might break through and they might all buy the game and you guys can hang out and be buds?
No, I don't think that was it. I called in because they made reference to it earlier in the show, and I thought it'd be funny to call in.
Fair enough. I've done it before.
Longtime Rim Job correspondent, Rape-Stash Wet Hands.
Oh, sweet.
Hey. That sounds familiar.
What has this week been like with the game?
My apologies.
Well, I took Friday off of work to play it all day.
Okay.
And I played it all weekend, and I've been playing it for a couple hours before and after work every day since then.
Some guy.
So you get up before work, play it, and then race home and play it more.
Well, I work like second shift hours, so I have that benefit.
Okay.
All right. So a lot of that. So less time for penis.
Which is the sacrifice you said you were going
to
make.
I'm really trying to...
This is really going to cut into my gain, but I got to do it.
You know what, guys? I just don't appreciate it when you make references to me loving penis.
Skinner's coming out, but like I know it's going to be less wiener in the butt, but I just got to do it because it's new and the tongue punch is coming soon, so it's all good. And
couple weeks of sacrifices.
What you may have missed when they asked that question because you were laughing too hard was I was like, well, yeah. I totally agreed with it.
No,
totally
we heard it, but your admissions now are just beyond because we know it, so
it's
not
fact.
A surprise.
Given fact.
I hate you both.
Common knowledge.
You know,
you sound like a gay.
Stash, has the game? Sorry, Stash. Has the game been accurately described?
Yeah, have we been?
It's a time sink, but it sounds like your son is putting too much work into it, and that woman's husband or boyfriend or whatever is putting too much work into it. You just go in.
They're not efficient enough at their nerdery.
Yeah, wait, you really gotta
they're not efficient nerds.
You said you play 4 hours a day, and you took off a day and then played an entire weekend, and you think Zane's son is playing too much?
No, not too much. He's just putting too much effort and like putting the map up on the wall. Really.
You guys shouldn't have to try that hard.
If he puts in the cheat code XBA2 up down up down, then he will be able to get his magic wand securely out of his butt and get going.
He just said on the line. I want to talk to him and see him and meet him. I want to go to a football camp with him.
He's doing it wrong.
He's 15.
You're 30.
He's doing it wrong. That's why his strategies are too cumbersome. It's not the time, it's how he's spending his time.
No, I mean, it's not efficient. I mean, if you're going to hang up a poster, I mean, that's a little drum line.
Stash is a game that hasn't...
The only posters he hangs up to motivate him are a bunch of dudes in bikinis going, all right, keep going, buddy, you're almost there.
That comment was so shocking. I'm dying over here.
It's a... It's a yearly holiday for Ryan when the new Thunder Down Under poster calendar comes out. I gotta be to the store this morning.
I know I gotta put you boys in order, but I just don't know how I'm gonna do it.
I only know what that is because you referenced it, but I have not heard of that until you just said that.
Yeah, sure.
That thing that you
like
call
that?
Sexy Wang.
It has a main like storyline even in that,
it's but
it has like hundreds of multiple side quests.
Most people play online, don't they?
Gotta hate you.
This one is actually a single player.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Joe?
Yeah, Stash, as a Skyrimmer.
Pause it. When I heard Joe, I knew for a fact this question was going to go this way.
There's only one way it can go when Joe jumps in late and starts laughing.
A late jump in here. We have like 25 seconds left in this call. I bet Joe's going to ask about the multiplayer campaign.
Exactly.
Right?
Because everyone wants to know about this game.
Yeah, Joe's been stuck on a level and needs some advice.
We're going to break down the game right here, aren't we?
It's about to get really boring.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Be worried about this? Should Zane be worried about his son? That it may lead to like closeted homosexuality or something.
That
adverse.
Was the most telegraphed question in the history of questions.
I would be worried, yes.
Okay,
good. All right. Good to know. Stash, thank you.
Because he'll start out closeted like I did, and then soon enough he'll be playing this game in full-blown gay before you know it.
He will come out. Fret not, everybody.
Sounds like Zane's not getting grandkids.
But he's gaining a son-in-law in you.
What? Oh, that
you're
going to
do his son.
Oh, no.
You and Zane's kid.
No.
You and Jim will be tongue-punching and Skyrimming before you know it.
Oh, my God.
Well, thank you for bringing in the audio. That's a pretty honorable of you to do Skyrim job correspondent, Ryan. Now, before, we have a couple options here. How do we want to do? We want to – Matt wanted to discuss an awkward scenario that he encountered recently at a funeral. Or do we want to talk about a little bit and try to give a new take on the Penn State scandal in a couple minutes?
Your call.
Not my call.
I kind of want to hear the funeral story.
Okay, that is something new, and I'm kind of pro funeral story on this as well. Now, Matt, you and I when we got here around the same time. When we were walking up to the booth here today, holding you hands. Were telling me holding hands. I was touching his butt.
Yeah, because really the only new addition that's about Penn State is that Ryan canceled his trip to the second. To the second mile. He said, I don't need to go anymore now that Ryan, favorite guy, Jerry Sandusky's gone.
Ryan has put all of his checks on hold.
Right.
Because he wants nothing to do with an organization without Jerry Sandusky as the face of it.
So, like you said, I...
No new take on the Jerry Sandusky thing.
That's the only new development. The funeral thing, I had to go to a funeral for loosely related. Tragically, he's only 24, died in a car accident. And has a young son. Very tragic situation.
Was Ryan there?
No, he wasn't there. He said, I'm going to lay off on the baby raping. Because the guy just died, so.
I'm sorry. That was way out of line. I apologize.
It's okay, buddy.
I'm sorry. Okay, sorry, Ryan, Matt. I apologize for the interruption. It won't happen again. Continue.
I'm not upset at you for me. This is a terrible thing to imply.
It was terrible.
Yeah, I can't believe you do that.
No wonder you're single.
Let alone imply it.
One of many.
So, like I said, he died in a car accident, and it was just a very strange funeral, and there was a little bit of drama between family members, not my family members, his family members, yelling at each other, being a little intoxicated at the viewing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What was this, at the local farm? The local VFW?
It was close. It was a legitimate funeral home, I assume.
Family members shouting at a viewing.
I wasn't there, but from what I was told, the actual mother was yelling at the stepmother of this kid.
No matter what case, it is so disrespectful to be that rude and anywhere, let alone at a funeral viewing.
Oh, I mean, that's a given. That's unreal. I don't care if you don't get a pass because you're a family member. I understand being emotional, but drunk and raging? Come on.
Drunk, I can understand. Raging, can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're going to numb yourself, but don't bother anybody else.
Okay, so now that we've set the classy standard for these people involved.
Have you guys been to funerals where it's not, for me, I'm Catholic. Most funerals I go to, very strict Catholic funeral, singing of hymns, you know, things like that. sorry, Kyle very distractingly grabbed his phone and said, when's this going to be done?
No, I grabbed my phone and looked at the time. I'm looking at you in the eyes. What is wrong? What happened?
Just the gesture, the
Ryan and I have been
plunk.
Flailing at each other about my tendency to flick a pen, yet me going reaching is the one that distracts you. Okay, fair
especially
enough.
With that very nice screen.
It's cracked a little bit.
A little. Anyway, you guys have been to funerals where they play songs, you know, popular songs, stuff that memorializes, I don't know what it might be, but, you know, something somber and for the occasion. Mm-hmm. Yes?
I have.
Like you said, hymns. You know, you usually don't go in there and listen to Notorious B.I.G. at a funeral or
which
whatever.
There was a Puff Daddy song at the viewing, I'll Be Missing You.
I was going to say, was it going to be?
Yeah.
Still, it's...
Forever Young was also another one. Not Forever Young. He's dead. So
this sounds like the worst playlist of all time.
Yeah. So...
Okay.
Yeah, so go ahead and start rolling the song. You're probably going to recognize it when it starts playing, but keep in mind that he died in a car accident.
Sorry, it's the music video. It's queued up. Obviously, it's the start of the song.
Right, so...
Oh, okay.
He died in a car accident.
Oh, boy.
Listen to the first lyrics.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a happy meal.
Now, I get that he was a very good dad, and it is sad that his son...
One more time. This is an acquaintance, somebody that Matt knew, who died in a car accident. There's clearly some emotions going on between the family members. And this is the song they chose to play with the first lyric.
Driving through town, just my boy and me.
Oh, my God.
If that was true, then there'd be two fatalities and more sadness.
That's a terrible choice.
Like, I understand the sentiments. It's him with his son. They're buddies. They're going to have a good day. I get it. I have a kid. We drove yesterday, the two of us.
Yeah.
And I understand all the sentiments.
You know what, though? There's a lot of other classic... you know, father-son kind of songs. And can you imagine? You think that's uncomfortable. What if they played, like, Cats in the Cradle?
Right.
Oh, God. Or,
like, if he got shot, would they have played Bon Jovi?
Shut your mouth.
Right. Like, come on. You don't.
There's got to be
listen to
thought.
The lyrics.
You know, I'm not surprised just because, like I said, the description you gave of the people involved close to this event. It may have been the fringe.
Questionable
sorts.
Judgment.
Yes, that's what we'll call it.
There was a lot of guys who were not in shirts and ties. Some of them were.
Yeah.
Backwards ball caps.
Mm-hmm.
One guy at a funeral. One guy in a full-on suit with a beanie on.
Come on.
Yeah, like, you went through the trouble to put the suit on.
Yeah.
Take off the damn hat, dick.
Yeah, I think we're at a day and age, and personally our ages are all in our mid-20s, where... you don't show up to a funeral, a wedding, a formal event in, for me, anything less than slacks or khakis and
right.
a button-down shirt. I mean, and like funerals, I wear a shirt and tie. I mean, it's a respect thing.
Right.
I'm not coming in there looking like a homeless person.
And I get it that people don't have money and stuff, especially today.
Yeah.
Everyone can afford a funeral suit.
Yeah.
It's the same one. Same shirt, same tie. Wear it forever. I don't care. It just shows you're making that effort. But then if you do put the effort and then throw a beanie on, you're just saying F you, basically.
Yeah. And by funeral suit, we don't mean your newest Tommy Bahama shirt followed by your dad's 1970s wool jacket.
Right.
Not what we're talking about.
And
show a little respect and a little class.
We go to the cemetery after the service to put them in the ground and everything.
Yep.
People smoking weed at the cemetery.
Get out of here.
Swear to God.
How old are these people? I mean, this is happening.
Like, late teens, early 20s.
Oh, man.
So soft-headed, so stupid.
I understand it, but how do you think that's a good idea?
It's
There's
not.
People mourning a death, and you're getting high. Like, what the hell?
It's the utter lack. I mean, maybe it makes me sound old, but I don't even feel like the youth of this country anymore because the youth is so stupid I don't want to be associated with them anymore, you know, with a situation like that. Sincerely, it's a respect thing. Where does that go wrong in your brain to think, no, this is acceptable on a lot of levels?
Yeah, like, that has to register. I don't think this is a good idea.
You know what, though? I would anticipate that the parents and an immediate family didn't even notice. Like I said,
no.
We talked about the questionable judgment. They seem like this might be right up the alley of what happened.
The guy's mom was drunk and yelling at his stepmom.
Yeah,
so.
Drunk and high. Great combination for a funeral.
Yeah, it turns gray. I mean, I understand having to cope, but...
I was having a hard time not, like, saying stuff to people because after the service, there was probably about a 20 to 30 minute wait in our cars waiting for the funeral procession to actually go from the funeral home to the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife and I got out of there kind of quick, and we're sitting in my car, and all these people are going by us and just loser after loser after loser. And I'm not talking about not financially, you know, rich and everything else, just loser and I don't care about anybody else. I only care about me, loser.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how does this seem like a good thing? How do you think you're doing anything that is the proper behavior right now?
Yeah, when I die, I'm going to pay a security company. Anybody who shows up in khaki short or in shorts or something like that and a t-shirt, security escorts them out.
Those were almost my exact words to my wife. I was like, when I die young and under terrible circumstances, as I surely will and shockingly haven't yet.
Sounds similar.
please punch anybody that looks like him,
right?
Her, him,
yeah.
him, her, him, her,
yeah.
her.
Everybody.
Punch them all.
Now, I have a question for you. Were you the only person? I mean, because obviously they're playing this song. Now, there's people there. You look around. Obviously, you get shifty eyes.
Were
you the only one?
There were visible people looking at each other and going, hmm?
So there were other people who did pick up on this asinine sentiment.
What?
Oh, no.
Because especially, it starts off, the pastor comes in and says, "We're about to begin the funeral service. Please, please turn off your cell phones and, you know, be seated and be ready." So all of a sudden, we're all sitting there. And that music, that upbeat, high tempo music, kicks in, mm-hmm. and everyone
like what?
Everyone's like, did they play the wrong track? And then the lyrics start, and that's when everyone really goes. He just said, "Driving through town with my boy and me for the guy who has a young son who died in a car wreck last week." That's awkward. And then they played Rascal Flatts' "Here Comes Goodbye," which talks about a gravel road and slamming on the brakes and stuff. I'm like, man, did you people listen to this, or did you just
bring
song
titles? They probably thought
that's
what they were supposed to do, is, hey, let's find some songs relatable to this man's death.
Yeah.
I know at my friend's funeral, they were going to play music that he liked, but his mom, you know, forgot the CD. Uh-huh. Kind of distracted. It's understandable, but yeah. I know.
Well, I recently got hired by a fire department again. I'm going to start firefighting again. And I told my wife, if I die in a fire, please play "Ring of Fire" by Johnny Cash.
Oh, my God. I would walk out. I wouldn't go anyway. Who am I kidding?
Yeah. Screw that guy.
I'd go.
It's a long drive. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Can you have it over here?
Sure.
This side of the state, so sure. I don't have to go.
I drive here for the podcast, so I might as well drive here for my funeral.
Well,
that
yeah. I mean, you don't have to drive. You just ride. You're along for the ride. That's morbid.
So,
that's
yeah.
pretty terrible, actually. I'm sorry.
Well, awkward funeral.
Yeah. God. Oh, man. I don't. So many people out there that you scratch your head with a situation like that and say, there's no fixing that.
What are you doing? You
know, well, there's no fixing that. Right. It's stupid either. It's just that way. I think that's all we got for this week. Ryan has an idea. I'm going to let you explain it. I understand the premise of it, setting up a different account to where listeners can send us questions or whatever they want to do. Ryan? Here's your 1 minute a week.
Impromptu tech talk.
Yeah, kind of. So my goal is to set up a Google Voice number for you guys to call if you'd like to call and ask questions, because you're sending emails in so much. Maybe calling would be easier or more fun. I don't know. And we'll be able to play them in the show.
Yeah.
Your voicemails. So if you have a question or a comment or
a
suggestion.
Review, you can leave it nameless. Not whatever you want to do, or if you have a question or idea, you can leave it. We'll play it and we'll talk.
So there's not like an actual phone, like a phone isn't going to ring. No. It's just like a recording.
You can dial a Google Voice number and it'll dial into essentially our mailbox.
Yeah.
And then we'll be able to play it from the computer.
Boy, it's going
to
be depressing in a month when we get back together and there's nothing there.
I'm already planning on it. I've accepted that emotionally.
Yeah. This is going to change nothing except we're going to have a number to plug to.
Yeah, that kick square in the square on the groin area is going to happen in a month.
Yeah.
Speaking of plugging.
Yeah. My butt is full.
What are we plugging?
The show.
Who cares? Plugged it for how many volumes? Nobody's listening to it now.
The 12 people that actually hear it and correspond with us don't need us to remind them.
No, go ahead. Again, we've had a few questions about this.
Tell somebody, damn it.
Hit the Podomatic. Matt wrote, I believe Matt was the one who responded on Facebook. Somebody asked, should I sign up for the Podomatic? For safety's sake, do it. I don't know how long or if this will even be on the Freebird and Hot Wings
really
podcast.
Really pushing our luck.
Yeah, and I don't think they have an issue with it. I don't want to take that olive branch that's been extended and rip it to the ground.
Well, and you keep pissing off Steve's friends.
That's what I do. Asktheinterns.podomatic.com or iTunes. All you need to do is search for A Little Off Topic, click one button, subscribe. It'll show up in your iTunes directly like a Free Beer and Hot Wings podcast does. Yes, Ryan.
I would like to thank the couple of listeners that came to me at the live show for Free Beer and Hot Wings and said that they really enjoyed listening to the show. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It was great to meet you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wanted to thank Mike too. I ran into, talked to him extensively and his lovely companion. I don't know if it's a wife or girlfriend.
whisper that on the mic.
Amy, Mike Zucker. I don't know how to pronounce it. Very nice to talk to you. Thank you for listening. And do us all a favor. Spread the word. Click share on our Facebook page. It's not difficult.
And I would like to thank James because I don't have anybody to thank, but I felt left out. So, James, if you're hearing this, thank you so much. I'll be over again tonight.
God, you're a terrible person. I want you to know that. Before we let go,
I don't get it.
Let the record know that Matt's a terrible person.
That's been confirmed
again
long ago.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next time. Notice the vaguity of that. We'll be back again next time when we record.
Ryan's hitting the road going to Penn State.
Ryan will be in Happy Valley. Live show, 2 weeks. Ryan in Happy Valley. We'll get him in on the phone if he can make a few
straight
minutes.
In the showers of the locker room with Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah, if he can open up his mouth for a few minutes, we'll be able to we'll talk to Ryan from Happy Valley
Mr.
in a couple
weeks. Mr. Gaped Butt.
Thanks for listening. You've been listening. This is a little off topic. Email, everything else. I think that's all we got for this week.
We'll post links on Facebook.
Yeah. Finishing strong.
I think that's everything. I don't know.
Such a whimpering finish.
The Lions are on. I got to go.
Lions are on. Got to hit the road. Thanks for listening.